As he walked into his campaign office located in a blue and white house in the shadow of the state capitol, Humphrey appeared relaxed and affable. He was even able to laugh about the doctor-ordered bandage on his right-hand thumb, bruised by too much handshaking.
Nothing. It's just nothing, really. Well, it was actually, this has been there like that for about 6 months, and I thought it was broken. And he said, no, he says, you just keep re-injuring it, because people, they're shaking hands just like this, you know. And I said, well, great, what do I do? He said, put something really big and ugly on it. So I did.
After 25 years in state politics, Humphrey is stepping outside of the long shadow cast by his late father, Hubert H. Humphrey, perhaps the most famous man in DFL politics. Images of his father decorate his campaign office. In fact, his surname is one of the biggest assets he has going for him, in addition to healthy campaign coffers. Humphrey is a politician's politician, and he's eager to hit the campaign trail.
I love this state. I love the people of this state. I love the beauty of this state. And to be able to have the great fortune to maybe participate in a significant way in giving direction to its future is, that's a rare privilege.
But Humphrey is in no hurry to make his candidacy official. Said to be the man most feared by tobacco companies, he's enjoying a good amount of press resulting from the state's lawsuit against big tobacco companies. When he filed the lawsuit in 1994, no state had ever waged a successful attack on tobacco companies, and the move was politically riskier than things look today.
I know that getting it right just on tobacco, making sure that that next generation is free of the addiction of nicotine, will immensely help and assist that future generation, and it will make it a healthier generation.
If the state wins, Humphrey could enter the gubernatorial race riding high on a wave of recognition and popularity. If it loses, he'll be the guy who turned down a national settlement worth billions and then blew a court case worth billions more. That might be why he hasn't officially announced yet. He says when he does, Minnesotans will get a better picture of him and the policies he'll tout.
I have to tell you, down the road, and what Humphrey is going to be all involved about is education. Education and helping families right from the very, very beginning. I want to ensure that every opportunity is given to create the strong family relationship, to help young children grow healthy and to be able to learn and to reach out to the exciting opportunities that are going to be there in the future of Minnesota.
Humphrey says his campaign will also include property tax reform, policies geared at strengthening families, like his crackdown on parents delinquent on child support payments, and his environmental policies. Humphrey developed the state's Environmental Enforcement Act, which established strong criminal and civil penalties for environmental violations. Humphrey believes that of the pool of DFL hopefuls, it's he who is the most electable statewide.
When people go to vote, they need to know a person. There is a level of trust and familiarity that needs to be there in order for someone to really have the opportunity to govern well. I hope that the work that I've done for the last 16 years as Attorney General will be a foundation for that.
Other DFLers in contention for the seat are former State Senator Ted Mondale, former State Auditor Mark Dayton, Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, Senator Doug Johnson, and Senator John Marty. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.